Chapter 7. You pray for me, the Lord help me preach. Matthew chapter number 7. God is. As old brother said, God is. I said, that's right. He is wonderful. Matthew 7 verse 13. Yeah, Lord help us. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. I want to preach, if the Holy Ghost will help me, I want to look at two roads. I want to look at these two roads. You know, God showed me something while ago. I was just sitting there on the pew and I was looking at them verses. And He said the reason that everybody's going the broad way is because the other way's straight. That's what He said in verse 14. He said, many go in the broad way. And He said, because the straight gate is narrow. That's what He's saying. He's saying there's many going the broad way, and the reason they're going that way is because the gate's straight. And you gotta have to get in the straight way if you're gonna go with God. Hey, friend, everybody's going the broad way. There's two roads here in the Scripture. There's a broad road and there's a narrow road. There's a straight road and there's a wide road. Amen. And you know, if you look at these two roads this morning, one you have to find. The other one you don't have to find.
Right.
It's already there. The broad way's already there. Thank God you don't have to find the broad way. The broad way to hell is already there.
Right,
but I'll tell you what, the straight way, you got to find it.
Yeah.
That's what He said.
Right.
He said, few there be that find it.
That is right.
Few there be that find it. You got to listen. The only way you'll ever find it is look for it and seek it. There's some signs out there at that straight way. You know, the straight way is not appealing to the eye. The broad way is appealing to the eye. But the straight way is not appealing to the eye. Hey, you see today, friend, how the broad way is always appealing to the flesh. But the straight way is never appealing to the flesh of man. That's right. The broad way looks like it is the best way unto the natural man. But thank God the straight way is the best way to the spiritual man. Amen.
Right.
Because there's only one way to get on the straight way, and that's to find it. And you find it in Christ. You find it in the blood. You find it in the book. You find it in this old time way. The broad way's a modern way. But the straight way's an old time way. Amen. And so I'm preaching a little while on the two roads here in the Scripture. And when I look at these roads this morning, we'd have to say, thank God that the multitude of people's on the road to hell, if we can say that. I mean, the Bible said the broad road leads to destruction. That the most people, the multitude of people in this world and in what we would call the church world today are on the road to destruction. That they're on the road to hell. It's sad to say, but it's just the truth. I've spent time looking at these scriptures, and I've spent time over the last week looking at the world and then them that's close to me, and them that I see around me, and the majority of people don't have an idea about the straight way. They have no idea about what the Bible teaches. They have no idea about being saved. All they know is a broad way of religion. All they know is a broad way of sin, a broad way that will take them to hell. And they know nothing about God, nothing about salvation. It's a sad thing, but you don't have to lift up your eyes too long to just see how many people are lost and going to hell down a broad road. Amen. And they need to turn from it and repent to Amen.
Right.
That's right. Now the straight way, thank God the narrow way, has its doctrine of truth. It's got morality and it's got dedication to Jesus Christ. Well, the broad way today has a form and a ritual. They've got emotions and fashions and falseness. And it's the way to hell today. I tell you, most people in this air have no idea what the Bible says. They have no idea about God, nor the way to God. Most people today only have a form of religion. They got a form of godliness. And that's the broad way that leads to hell. And tell you in this hour, thank God there's a few things I want to say about the narrow way, about finding a narrow way. Thank God you need to get off the broad way that leads unto destruction. I want to say first of all that it is Jesus Christ or it is hell. Amen. A man's going to have to come through Him and through His shed blood and through His sacrificial death and through the resurrection and through all He did in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way to God. He's the only way a man can be saved. And if a man's going to get saved, he'll have to come that way. If he don't come that way, then he'll die in his sin. Amen. That's right. Now listen to this. The next verse, after verse 14, it says, beware of false prophets. That's what it says. And I don't care how nice a man is. I don't care what kind of clothes he wears. If he don't tell you the truth, he's a liar.
Amen.
If he don't tell you the truth, he's a false prophet. He's not God's man. He's not God's messenger. God's men always preach the truth. Micaiah come in one day and Ahab said, he's always prophesying against me. And he said, I'm going to speak what God says. Of course, you know the record he did, and they smote him. I threw him in the prison, fed him bread and water. But God's men's not always going to be popular. Ain't God, but I tell you, they don't need to find popularity. Ain't God, they need to do what God says. And I'm telling you this, that the Bible said, Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus Himself said, I am the door, and by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There's no other door, there's no other way, there's no other truth, and there's no other life that a man will find but in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the only way you'll ever get on the narrow way. It's come through Him. And when you come through Him, you'll have to come His way. Thank God in His way. It's God's way. And God's way is not man's way. Amen. That's right. You better put that down. There's a lot of people today never have been saved. That's right. Amen. I'm alarmed today at what people call being saved is. I'm going to tell you what, if you got saved on the day, I tell you, there's still proof in your life you got saved. I got saved 29 years ago, and I'm telling you what, it's not me. I couldn't be saved if it hadn't been for the grace of God in Christ. And I tell you, it's still real in my heart today. Hey, no, I don't have to try, my friend, to live a religious life. Amen, our religious life, what most people's living. But I tell you, thank God when Jesus saves a man, He makes him a new creature. He gives him new desires. He keeps him in the will of God. He stays with him. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot of people that's never got on the way to God. And my friend today, they don't know the way to God. And the God shows them they're lost without God. That's right. Amen. I'm glad today God showed me I was a lost man. Thank God. Amen. If you ever get lost, you can get saved. That's right. If you ever see yourself lost, that's a good position to be in. Amen. Because that's when Jesus saves sinners, when they get lost. There's only one way to get on that narrow way, and you've got to find it. And you will only find it in Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Thank God. That's right. I want to say this way is so narrow that you can't take nothing with you when you get on it. I mean, there ain't nothing you can take with you. When you get on this way, thank God you got to leave behind everything else. Hey, you can't take your luggage with you. You can't take your worldliness with you. You can't take your sin with you. Thank God the sin's been paid for at an old ragged cross. And the cross is where you're going to have to come through. And when you die to self and die to sin, thank God you get on the road to God and you walk that way. You can't bring nothing with you if you get on the path of God. Amen. That's right. Too many people want to bring mama's religion, grandpa's tradition, thank God, the preacher's fame. They want to bring everything they can and get on that path. I mean, and walk that path. But I tell you, if you get on, you have to get on as you are. You have to get on it, thank God, submitting to who He is. You have to get on it, thank God, to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That's the only way you'll ever get saved, as you come as you are. Hey, have you ever found the way? Amen. That's right. Jesus said, few there be that find it. There's just few people that find it. There's very few that find it. Amen. That's right. Some women, all they got's their husband's religion. Some men's all they got's their wife's religion. Amen. Thank God, I'll tell you what, you better stand for yourself what you got in your heart. I tell you, if it take your wife to keep you in church, you don't have much. If it take your husband to keep you in church, you don't have much. That's right. God help us. We to come that way. There's few that find it. There's few that find it in this day. I'm telling you, Jesus said, straight as that gate, friend. That's why people's going the Broadway. The gate's awful straight. And the gate's got some requirements before you ever get in the gate. Ain't got outside there, it says it's Jesus only, or it's hell. Outside it says repent or perish. That you got to repent. You can't bring nothing with you. You got to turn completely to God yourself and come in that gate. If you don't turn that way, then you'll perish in your sins. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you something else it says. It says faith only. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. But according to His mercy, it's faith. You come by faith. You come in by faith in Christ. You come in by faith on the hearing of the Word of God. You come in by faith, thank God, in what Christ did on Calvary. You can't get in no other way. You say, I'm good enough. No, you're not good enough. And you know what the thing about this way? Anybody can come in. It don't matter who you are. Anybody can come in. But the thing of it is, you've got to come in by His requirements. Hey, any man can get in. It don't matter if it's some little boy that's under conviction, or some older man that needs to be saved, some woman that needs God. The only way they can get in is by the requirements of God. Hey, anybody can come, but you got to come God's way. And when you come God's way, hey, God, that's the way God accepts. That's right. Amen. I like it. I'll tell you what, listen to me. You know what it says outside that gate right there? It says by faith only. I'll tell you something else it says. It says, you got to come the holy way. You know God's holy. You know holiness, preacher, and you don't hardly hear no more. But you know what? When you get on that gate, you don't live like the world no more. When you get in that narrow path, you don't live like the world no more. You don't talk like the world no more. You don't dress like the world no more. You don't look like the world no more. Thank God there's a gate that a man enters in. That Christ cleanses his inside. And brother, he changes. Thank God on the outside. That's right. Do you know there's not a lot of people want to walk this way, because if they do, they got to walk His way. They don't want a God that'll tell them what to do. That's what's wrong with the authority today in our homes. Our children don't want a daddy to tell them what to do. And we got idiot philosophers that's being, my friend, telling these parents that just leave them alone, let them be their own self. I'm going to tell you, friend, if my daddy had left me alone, I wouldn't be standing here preaching to you this morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, people don't want to get on that road. They don't want the authority of God.
No, they don't.
That's right. It deals with authority. because God's authority. And any man that ever gets on this road must submit to the God of authority. You see?
Right.
If you're running your own life, then you're on the Broadway. You just walk in the Broadway. You dress the way you want to. I'm amazed at what people even wear to the house of God. I ain't got enough clothes on to clean a good shotgun. Thank God I don't see none of that in here, but I'll tell you what, I've seen enough of it over the last 4 or 5 days. You better believe that's right. Temperature goes up, the clothes come off.
Yeah.
Somebody said I'm this hot. I ain't never had to bury nobody for having a heat stroke. Because they wore the clothes. Well, I'm going to tell you what, friend. When God says, come this now way, you got to get rid of all that filth and all that mess. I understand and know you're still flesh. I'm not saying you're not. But I'm telling you, there's a God you submit to that says, you do it my way, or you don't come this way. All today we got them, you know, trying to read them in, trying to just do all we can. Would you please make a profession?
Yeah.
Would you please, I mean this, please have Jesus. We ought to constrain men. We ought to beg men to come to God. We ought to compel men to get saved. We ought to. Hey, Paul said, we compel men. We constrain men. We beg of you to come to Christ and be saved before you die in your sin. We want you to be saved. We don't want you to go to hell. We want you to come to Christ. But if you come to Him, you'll have to come His way. And His way is repentance. His way is faith in the Son of God. Now I'll tell you this, I'm going to tell you this, brother, let me tell you this. That Broadway looks real smooth. That Psalm 73, that old boy said, man, I don't know why I'm going through all this and I'm trying to live for God. And all the people that's not living for God, look at all they got. I mean, he got his eyes on the prosperity of the wicked because the road looked a lot smooth that way. You ever been fighting a battle? I mean this fighting a battle. I mean going through the battle. You get in your car and come to church, your kids is pitching a fit. Car won't start. You got your suit on, you got to go out there and jump it off. You get in your car and it's... You look at the gas can, it's about empty. And here comes some dude buying a big old nice SUV pulling a $35,000 boat. Got them fishing rods in the back and just a smiling. And you say unto God, here I'm trying to live for God. Boy, the road must be smoother on the other side. That's what a lot of people think.
Yes, they
do. That's what really Lot thought. When he looked at Sodom, he said, the well-watered green grass down there looks a whole lot better than what I've seen over here. And it looks a whole lot better and the road's a whole lot smoother. And there's a whole lot of more people going that way. And they're God's way. And I believe I'll get on that road.
Right.
He just forgot that road leads to destruction. And the psalmist said this in Psalm 73, I believe it's 73. He said, I was envious at the wicked of their prosperity and how it looked like nothing ever happened to them. And verse 17 says, until I went to the sanctuary of God and I understood their end. And he said, where this road's taking me, thank God I'd rather stay on this road. And it's a little rough sometimes.
Yeah.
And it gets a little hard sometimes. Now, living by faith's not easy, but it's blessed.
Yeah.
And he said, this road here, it gets bumpy, it gets rocky, it gets rough. But thank God I know where it's taking me. I know where, thank God, it's going to take me. But if I stay on the wrong road, I might have it made here, but it leads to destruction. So there's two roads. You on one or the other. What road you on? Notice this here. The broad road's modern. The broad road says, I still want to sin, but I still want to go to heaven. While the narrow road and the straight gate says, I hate sin and I have a battle with it and I need victory in Jesus. And really it is grace or religion.
That's right.
It's either you come to Christ by the grace of God, or you just keep your religious broad way and live the way you want to. Because the Bible said you must be born again. You must. You must be born again.
Right.
I will say this and I'm through this morning. These roads lead you somewhere.
Yeah.
You get on a road out here, it's taking you somewhere. Remember this. Remember this as a young man. I wish I'd had a preacher to tell me this when I was a young man. Before you ever take the road, you consider where it's going to take you. Before you ever marry that man that don't want God, consider where he'll take you. Before you send that little girl off to dance classes and learn that horse movements that they teach, just consider where to take her. Before you send that boy off with somebody that don't know God, let him hang around a bunch of crowd like that, just consider where to take him. I never saw the day. I'm going to tell you, it's not the children's fault in this day. I back the children 100%. It's the parents. They don't need homes for children. They need homes for parents in this day. Never seen a day that parents won't be parents. A fella told me last night on the telephone, a preacher friend, he said, I'm reading a book. He said, it broke my heart when I read it. It's talking about the street children in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he said, there was a 10-year-old boy that finally looked at his mama and said, I can't do it no longer. He was her peddler for her drugs. I tell you what, it's a Broadway. It's Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before you ever get on any of them roads, you better consider, where's this road going to take me?
Yeah, right.
These people that stop by the liquor store, want to go to the bars and all that, they need to think, where's this going to take me? Might take you to early grave.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, the end result is that kind of lifestyle is going to take you to hell. So I won't say this. I'm not self-righteous. And I don't think I'm anything. I took a lot of bad roads in my life. But I didn't have a man of God to look at me eyeball to eyeball and say, hey son, you better consider the roads you're taking. The only thing that kept me out of hell and jail was my mom and daddy sitting right back there by the grace of God. There ain't nobody in here above it. If you think you are, you're about to fall. But I am telling you this, God's man, thank God, preaching the Word of God, it'll keep a man out of messes. It'll keep him out of some troubles. And that's why it's very needful to have yourself here and your youngins in the house of God. Thank God that a man of God might preach to him and tell him what the Book of God says. I'll say this and I'm through. There's the straight is the gate, narrow is the way. And few there be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. What road you on? Let me give you a little hint how you can know what road you on. Are you on a spiritual road or a fleshly road? And here's another one too, Brother Danny. Get this in here, buddy. who's on your road? Who's on your road? You can find a crowd that's on your road and see what crowd you in. I used to know who's on our road. I used to walk with them who was on our road. One day, thank God, I got saved and I turned around and I saw I had some real friends on my road I never had before. I looked back and I said, these are real friends and I've got on this road. Thank God that God put me on and I got some real friends on this road. I said, they sing the same song on this road. Amen. That's right. They carry the same Bible on this road. And we're going to the same heaven on this road. And when they come by and I never have met them before, Brother Joe, I say, praise God. That man's on the same road. And I look at the world. And I look at the religious world. Even there in Rome today, millions of people going to hell over a lie.
Yeah.
And I say, thank you, Lord, for the right road.
Amen.
That's right. God help. You young people, what road's you on? What road's you on? What road's you on? What road you on, sir, ma'am? Only two, straight way, broad way. Two roads. Right. And the whole world's on one or the other. Everybody, every inhabitant of this universe is on one road or the other. Why did he say many, but few?
Yeah.
I'd rather be at the few and have the majority with God than be on the many and be damned. That's right. God help us. Let's stand this morning.